So here you are, you know, you're a city reporter, you're a beat reporter, you've done it all. You've done it all in terms of print. I did exactly what you did, but in the radio and television end.
Right.
So you end up, as I did, covering some paranormal stories, being interested in it. You wrote it with this book, Fringeology. How'd that happen?
It's personal.
Oh, that, personal, does that mean you're not going to tell me?
No, I'm going to tell you all about it.
Okay, good.
That's the whole point, right? So I grew up with this family ghost story in my background. And the trouble started, I'll just go ahead and tell it to you. The trouble started when I was about 6 years old. So I have fragmentary memories of it myself. There was a banging, thumping sound that would start up in the middle of the night and wake literally everyone in the house out of bed. And my sisters down the hall would swear that it was coming from their room, from up in the walls of their room. My brother and I thought it was coming from the ceiling of our room. We shared no adjoining wall with our sisters, so it was something of a mystery as to where this noise was coming from. And to our parents downstairs, it sounded like it was coming from the very roof of the house. And it was loud enough, it was a pretty big house, George, that it would wake them up out of bed.
Wow.
Too. Yeah, to me, it was a real booming sort of noise. And there was more than noise, or at least my sisters, who were 12 and 8 years old at the time, they said they were enduring some really strange things. The blankets were pulled from their beds in unison to just sort of fall on the floor. These things happened multiple times. They said their beds themselves, the frames, would just start shaking, and they'd start screaming. And believe me, I remember that. They said they saw a ghost, that an old woman walked through the room. And my parents, as I think a lot of parents would, George, and maybe even as I would, they set those complaints aside.
Yes.
Because these were kids telling the story, and my parents had only been experiencing this noise directly for themselves. So they looked for mundane explanations, right, and they couldn't find any. I have some memories of them opening and closing closet doors really loud, banging on walls. They tried to figure what plumbing problems might have been causing this, but the noise went on for so long, tens of minutes whenever it occurred, and it was so loud, and it would go away and come back. It didn't match any plumbing problem they were aware of. And after about 9 months of this, they were at a loss. They did not know what to do. And certainly they were tired of getting woken up in the middle of the night once, sometimes two times a week. So at the time, we were a family of practicing Catholics. I'm not sure we were ever very good at it, but we were practicing. And my dad went, and he told the family priest about this. And the priest suggested that rather than get involved in all the red tape necessary to take some action directly related to a ghost, the church has a lot of rules about that sort of thing, he'd just come over and bless the house. So I'm not sure.
So he was willing, Stephen, to come and do something.
Right off the bat. And, you know, it's funny, George, you pick up on that, because my dad, when he related the story to me, he said that, well, usually in cases like this is what the priest said. And it's just sort of funny because it suggests to you, right, he's heard this enough that he has a protocol, right? Usually in cases like this is what I do. And so he came and he did that. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, George, but Catholics often have the priest come over and bless a new house that they're moving into. And so that's what he did, is that same ceremony. And he came over in his vestments. He sprinkled holy water in the corners, and he prayed. And I remember that as he left, he turned to my father, and he said, I'm sure everything will be fine. But everything wasn't fine that night. That night, the noise started up louder and went on longer than it ever had before. And we kids, we were scared. We ran downstairs to our parents, and the noise continued on above us. And you could just sort of feel the floor shake. My parents had about had enough at this point, and they were seriously considering leaving and just getting out to someplace else for the night. But then the noise did something it never did before. It moved.
It moved?
It moved. It went from sounding like it was coming from someplace upstairs or on the roof to the top of the stairs. It landed at the top of the stairs, and then it came down. One step at a time. So there's a lot more about it in the book, but I'll tell you that my father described it as sounding like a child throwing a tantrum, this big, hulking child. It came down the stairs one at a time, striking each stair with this big boom. And then as it got to the bottom, there was a pause. And after a moment, it hit the landing on the first floor with a massive sound. The floor shook, as my father and my mother had described it. My father felt sure something was going to come around the corner straight at us, but nothing did, and that was it. We never heard it again. So whatever it was, whatever the source of it was finished.
But you never forgot it. Stayed in your brain forever.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, George, I mean, I really had to confront not personal demons, but professional demons in order to sort of write this and out myself at all. I mean, I'm a mainstream journalist, a
sure.
features writer, and I'm just not supposed to cover something like this, or especially something personal like this.
Were you fighting yourself to cover this?
Well, I got a lot of what would happen over the last 3 years, right, is I would tell colleagues that I was beginning to work on this. I would get what I call the second head look. And what I mean by that is I'd say, yeah, you know, I'm working on a book about the paranormal, and they'd suddenly sort of rear back and look at me like I'd suddenly sprouted a second head.